I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We tend to think of the war in Libya as over, or perhaps almost over, but the heavy fighting and NATO airstrikes continue in a handful of places. The main focus right now is on the city of Sirte. Fighters with the National Transitional Council are firing mortars and using tanks to try and fight their way into Sirte, but they're facing a strong defense by Gaddafi loyalists. The city has special significance for both sides. It's the birthplace of former leader Muammar Gaddafi. Reporter Marine Olivesi is just back from Sirte. She's now in Misrata. What did you see in Sirte, Marine?
So we stayed at a field hospital nested in a mosque about 2 kilometers west of Sirte. And the NCC troops posted there for the 4th day in a row stayed on the outskirts. And talking with them, with some of the soldiers, some of the doctors at the field hospital, you can feel that some of them are growing impatient and also a bit edgy. Many wonder when the next offensive will take place. But even more important, now the question is how to make the next offensive successful. They don't have any night vision binoculars, and there's no electricity in town, so it makes it very difficult to hold positions. Another factor is that most of the fighters are not from Sirte. Unlike other towns that have been captured in the past month, the NCC could count on local fighters to navigate inside and secure a foothold. And most of the fighters fighting in Sirte are from Misrata, so they don't know how to navigate inside, especially not during nighttime. So they still haven't figured out how to hold their positions overnight.
So the military skill of the former rebels, the NTC rebels, shall we say, is said to be mixed at best. How professional are the forces you saw?
Well, they definitely have both the manpower and the firepower. Most of the fighters fighting are coming from Misrata. They have the reputation of being the fiercest fighters. They've been trained through months of fighting for their hometown, for Misrata. And they also have the firepower because you see tanks, dozens of tanks mounted with heavy artillery. They have the manpower, but some of the soldiers say that they could have the capacity to shell the town with grass. But some of them say, what's the sense in liberating a town by destroying it?
Right. And what about those civilians in Sirte right now? How are they faring?
Yes, we've seen a few dozen civilian cars fleeing west in the afternoon, but there are also civilians fleeing south and east. The international organizations say that there's a growing humanitarian crisis inside. And from what the families that we've been able to talk to tell us, there is a drastic lack of food, of water. There's no medicine. For diabetic people, we need insulin. They say that some of them have been short of insulin for weeks. But on top of that, the families also say it's still very risky to escape. Pro-Qaddafi soldiers are shooting at civilian cars when they see them leave on the main roads. So even if the situation is really dire inside, many families apparently are still trapped inside town.
Now, you were in Sirte, Marine, where there's still battles raging, and now you're back out in Misrata, where it's peaceful. When you get out of the battle zone, do you sense that the rest of Libya is moving forward, or is everyone kind of on pause waiting for the final chapter to the war to be written?
Well, in Misrata, you definitely have a sense that there's still a big battle going on in Sirte because all the medical attention, the military command of the NTC in Sirte. So the town is really still very much concerned about what's going on in Sirte, and a lot of its resources, hospital, military, are still turned towards Sirte. Now, in Tripoli, it's a different story. In Tripoli, you can really forget that a war is still going on. The life has been going back to normal over the past few weeks. Shops are now, almost all of them are open. Water is running, electricity is back. And, you know, the schools have reopened. You have scenes in neighborhoods that could really make you feel like the war is over.
Reporter Marine Olivesi, who is in the Libyan city of Misrata, she's just returned from Sirte, the besieged hometown of Muammar Gaddafi. Marine, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.